During these close to 200 years, the United States expelled or mostly exterminated the indigenous population, it's many million people, conquered half of Mexico, carried out depredations all over the region, Central America, and sometimes beyond, conquered Hawaii and the Philippines, killing several hundred thousand Filipinos in the process. Since the Second World War, it's extended its reach around the world in ways I don't have to describe, but it was always killing someone else. The fighting was somewhere else. It was others who were getting slaughtered, not here, not the national territory. In the case of Europe, the change is even more dramatic because its history is even more horrendous than ours. We are an offshoot of Europe, basically. For hundreds of years, Europe has been casually slaughtering people all over the world. That's how they conquered the world, not by handing out candy to babies. During this period, Europe did suffer murderous wars, but that was European killers murdering one another. The main sport of Europe for hundreds of years was slaughtering one another. The only reason it came to an end in 1945 had nothing to do with democracies not making war on each other and other fashionable notions. It had to do with the fact that everyone understood that the next time they play the game, it's going to be the end for the world because the Europeans, including us, had developed such massive weapons of destruction that that game just has to be over. And it goes back hundreds of years. I mean, in the 17th century, about, you know, probably 40% of the population of Germany was wiped out in one war. But during this whole bloody murderous period, it was Europeans slaughtering each other and Europeans slaughtering people elsewhere. The Congo didn't attack Belgium. India didn't attack England. You know, Algeria didn't attack France. It's uniform. There are, again, small exceptions, but pretty small in scale, certainly invisible on the scale of what Europe and us were doing to the rest of the world. This is the first change, the first time that the guns have been pointed the other way. In my opinion, that's probably why you see such different reactions on the two sides of the Irish Sea, which I've noticed, incidentally, in many interviews on both sides. The world looks very different depending whether you're holding the lash or whether you're being whipped by it for hundreds of years. Very different. So I think the shock and surprise in Europe and its offshoots like here is very understandable. It is a historic event, but regrettably not in scale, in something else. And a reason why most of the rest of the world looks at it quite differently. Not that lacking sympathy for the victims of the atrocity or being horrified by them, that's almost uniform, but viewing it from a different perspective, something we might want to understand.